Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Responsive Design Principles. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Building Functional Applications in the Frontend. Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of responsive design, media queries and flexible layouts, and best practices for mobile-first design. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to design web applications that are responsive across various devices, ensuring an optimal user experience for your audience. Main content importance of responsive design. Responsive design refers to the approach of creating web applications that automatically adjust their layout and content based on the device's screen size and resolution. This is critical in today's digital landscape, where users access websites on a variety of devices, including smartphones, tablets, laptops, and desktop computers. The significance of responsive design lies in its ability to enhance user experience. Consider a potential customer of test company accessing your finance-related app on their smartphone. If the design is not responsive, they may struggle to navigate, read text, or interact with elements, leading to frustration and likely abandonment of the app. Conversely, a well-designed responsive application ensures that users can easily access information and services, regardless of the device they are using. Moreover, responsive design contributes to better SEO performance. Search engines, like Google, prioritize mobile-friendly websites in search results, making responsive design a vital component for businesses aiming to increase visibility online. Additionally, responsive design helps in maintaining consistency in branding and user experience across devices. When users switch between devices, a consistent look and feel reinforces brand recognition and trust, which are crucial for retaining customers and encouraging return visits. Media queries and flexible layouts. One of the key techniques in responsive design is the use of media queries. Media queries allow developers to apply different styles based on the characteristics of the device, such as its width, height, orientation, and resolution. This means you can create a tailored experience for each device type. For example, a media query could be written in CSS as follows. In this example, if the user's screen width is 600 pixels or less, the background color of the application will change to light blue. This simple adjustment enhances visibility and usability on smaller screens. In addition to media queries, flexible layouts are essential for responsive design. A flexible layout adapts to the screen size by using relative units like percentages instead of fixed units like pixels. For instance, instead of setting a container's width to 300 pixels, you can set it to 80%, allowing it to resize according to the screen size. Combining media queries with flexible layouts enables developers to create seamless transitions between different devices, ensuring a consistent user experience. It's also important to consider the use of grid systems or frameworks like Bootstrap, which can simplify the process of creating responsive layouts by providing predefined classes and components that adapt to different screen sizes. Best practices for mobile-first design. Adopting a mobile-first design approach is a best practice in responsive design. This strategy involves designing the application for smaller screens first and then progressively enhancing the experience for larger screens. The rationale is that mobile devices are often the primary means of accessing the internet for many users, making it crucial to prioritize their experience. Begin your design by focusing on essential features and content that are most relevant to mobile users. This can help streamline the application and eliminate unnecessary clutter. Once the mobile version is complete, you can enhance the design for larger screens by adding more features and content. Another best practice is to utilize responsive images. Images can drastically affect loading times and user experience, especially on mobile devices with limited bandwidth. Using the tag with the attribute allows you to specify different image sources for various screen sizes, ensuring that the appropriate image loads based on the user's device. For example, this HTML snippet ensures that users on smaller devices load the smaller image, while those on larger screens receive a higher quality image, enhancing the visual experience without compromising performance. Additionally, consider using CSS properties like for images and other media elements to prevent them from exceeding the width of their container, ensuring they remain responsive. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the importance of responsive design, the use of media queries and flexible layouts, and the best practices for mobile-first design. Understanding these principles is essential for creating web applications that provide an optimal user experience across various devices. As you move forward, remember that responsive design not only enhances usability but also contributes to your application's visibility and success in the competitive finance industry. Reflection questions: how can you implement media queries in your current projects to enhance user experience? What strategies will you use to prioritize essential features in a mobile-first design approach? Reflect on a time when you encountered a non-responsive website. What impact did it have on your experience? And how could responsive design have improved it?